Next up, we got UM5 and the crucifixion of One-Eyed Willie. Let's get it. So listen, bro. It's yours truly. It's B&B. It's Blunts and Battle Rap.
Don't pop it.
Ah, man.
Okay, two totems.
Well, before we get to the fun part of this, of what I'm going to talk about, let's just get to the recap. So, all the battles were pretty decent. Kid Slayer Ryder. It's a preference battle indeed. I gave it to Slade 2-1. I just like what Kid Slade was doing more. I didn't get a chance to watch Old Red and Nun Nun. I'm going to go back and check that out for sure. JC advance. I'm happy about that. I had high hopes that JC would advance.
So, go for the save.
Swamp. Yo, Swamp fought his... He fought his heart out. But I knew Swamp would do it, though. I knew Swamp would fight hard. I felt like if he didn't approach the Fonz battle like he did Rum Nitty, it was going to be good.
Phil, go get the save. I'm 70%.
Steams versus Your Honor. I don't like how Steve's material gets slept on
right here
because he's a steam puncher, you know.
She's like
but it's not like there's not much he can like. He used to put like use the different intangibles and stuff like that. But I feel like with Your Honor, he's really just trying to punch Your Honor's head off because maybe he was under the misconception that Your Honor can't rap, like Your Honor can't punch. So he thought the best way to, somebody who don't punch, out punch their head off. But there was just more intangibles that I needed from Steve's in this, and he didn't really have it. At least, not enough for me to want to watch the whole battle. Like, his material was nice, but the way he delivers it, he's been delivering it the same way for years. And it's like it was dominating for 6-7 years ago. But now it's like I just feel like Steams hasn't tried to evolve a little bit.
She's coming to
or he's just not as hungry as he used to be.
Oh, that's not.
Like Steams used to get hella promo and everything. Like he used to get promo and shit. Like, yeah. Let's see. And now let's talk about the last battle. Cause this battle, there's so much to it.
Aaron, what'd you do to make her hug you?
Let's start from the top. One-Eyed Willie versus my boy Stumbles. My life, not yours. 215 Gated Gang. So let's talk about it. As anybody knows who listens to my podcast, I've been a fan of Stumbles for quite some time. You know who wasn't a fan of him? Mr. One-Eyed Willie. This all goes back to a Midnight Madness conversation. You know, these niggas was talking about battling because, you know, Snake Eyes just didn't. Of course, Snake Eyes is like, he's like one of the bitter bitches. You know, that don't get on. Because he never not getting the main course. He got to get all the sides. All the sides. You always get the small action. You get all the small potatoes. Like Snake Eyes, let's be honest. With One Eye Willie's career, if it was for Midnight Madness, it revived his career once again. First, it was RBE, but then that started to plateau. Like first he was making some noise, and then he tried it. He was like, maybe I can make noise other places, like Kicking a Dot and stuff. Didn't do much to Kicking a Dot. We don't talk about Bruno. That's my term, me and my kids coined from the movie Akaza. It's basically, we use the term whenever we don't want to discuss something. So, then Sue Surf revives his career again with Midnight Madness. He shocked the streets and won the belt, won his own personal belt. One of the inaugural champions of the belt, right? Did his thing. But somebody also has, another person who also has this belt is Truffaut. Truffaut defends his belt against, he put his belt on the line against Geechee when he won, when he advanced. Like, he put it on the line so that way he would lose not only the round, he would not only be eliminated at the tournament, but he would also make Geechee two belts. That would have been Gotti two belt. Yo, hey, something like that. I'm Gotti two belt. Like, something that would have been, that would have been kind of slick if that would have, but it didn't happen like that. It didn't happen like that, and it's respectfully. It probably would have happened like that if Geechee, nah, Geechee wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. The first battle wasn't even all that rewatchable. Like, it was not, like, Geechee's snake scheme, fire. But overall, nobody really wants to go back to that battle. You know, and then from Geechee talking about how Snake, One Eye Willie violated wearing CK on his short. Nah, hell no. Nah. I get you. You try, you wanted to wear a Calvin Klein that bad? All right, man. All right. You gotta understand, if you in that, you gotta respect it, regardless. That's what, like, yeah. But nonetheless, no, that's why we're not here to talk about that. But this whole, but basically, he went all talking hella mess, right? You know, and it broke out into a fight. He shoved Stumbles first. Stumble, like, Stumble's the type of nigga, like I said, you know, he feel that energy, you know, I heard Snake talk about, he, like, you touch me again, I'll slap you, know, because Snake always feel like you're a tough guy, with the action, you know, Stumble's got in his face and stuff, so he pushed him. Next thing you know, you gotta understand, Stumble's got homies. One of the homies decided to press him. Next thing you know, it's a situation. Then, here we go. Then Stumbles takes a picture with the Midnight Madness belt on his phone, on his Instagram. Yeah. Yo, that was so funny. My belt now. Now, I thought the belt, and now, I went to, shout out to Lotta Fly, because Lotta Fly, he just brought it to my attention that One Eye Willie never got the belt back. He had to go get a replacement belt. That's hilarious. I actually thought he got the original belt back. That makes it even more crazy. Like, but we're gonna get to it. Hold on. Like I said, it's a whole build-up. So, that situation leads up to them having the one-off. I said in my previous, we all know what I said in predictions. I said Stumbles 3-0. There was no, I heard people was talking about, like, oh, Stumbles. I'm like, Vida Fly said, he heard people say this. I'm like, who said this? Who said One Eye Willie was going to beat Stumbles? I personally want to know these individuals. No, not really. Not even, no. I did, if I would have before the battle, but now I don't care. I don't, because it is what it is. Like, you can feel how you wanted to feel, but at the end of the day, the person you vouched for didn't win. And I knew he wasn't going to win. Like, bro, when Stumble said you trash in y'all's, like, you know, the pre, you know, face-off, bro, it wasn't a diss. It was facts. He was telling you what it, like, bro. Now, that albacore line he had in the battle, that was fire. That was fire. He had a couple more lines in there that was fire. But overall, I hate the way when I really rap. I hate the way you rap. And then, like, ugh, boy. And then you can start sensing, you could, see, that's the thing, you can't be, like, one of the big flaws about One Eye Willie is, he's a sore loser. Oh, he's a sore loser. He tried to disguise it with little facial expressions. But that shit, nigga, you salty. You salty. He tries to, like, downplay it, being salty, and I get it. You got to. Like, you're not really supposed to, like, you're not really supposed to, you know, regardless of how bad your ass get beat, you're not really supposed to show, like, you're not really supposed to show that this shit's affecting you. Like, at all. Like, you're supposed to, like, you gotta have a poker face for that shit. Because in the moment you start, like, Battle Rap 101 is to rattle your opponent. when your opponent is rattled, you win. And boy, he was rattled. He mentioned, like, man, when Stumbles mentioned the RBE shit, I was like, oh, Stumbles angling too? Oh, this guy, it's crazy. And this, and then, man, somebody in my battle rap group decided to go, and Stumbles choked. And then I got in the comments like, Ed still won the round. Because he did. And then when you go and rewatch it, it wasn't a real stumble. The nigga had a whole scheme. Bro, it was, In the third round, oh, man. He played Tupac, hit him up toward the end of his round. Yo, man. It was classic shit right there. It was fire. Snake Eyes tried to come out with a little rebuttal saying, y'all want to help him get the belt? It's like 40,000 on the line. Like, it was a, like, I was trying to figure out what he was doing, going with that. He had an AEW. Yeah. But overall, it was like, Snake Eyes in this battle in all three rounds was just like his battle with Shotgun Shug. It was like your mom telling you to go to the corner store and go get her a pack of cigarettes. And gives you a $5 bill. And what do you say? Shout out to Showtime SP. This ain't enough. It wasn't enough. It was a 30. 30. From that nigga from Massachusetts. My life, not yours. Man. And actually, it wasn't a 3-0. See, I was technically wrong on my predictions. I claimed it was going to be a 3-0. Instead, it was a 5-0. He won all the votes. He won all the judges. And remember, Snake Eyes was cool with all these judges. So when they picked who they picked, it was what it was. He picked them. They all picked Stumbles. They all picked Stumbles. Even the fan vote picked Stumbles. Duh. Stumbles got the belt. He got both the belts. He stole the first one and then beat your ass for the second one. Got $4,000 in the process. He got eliminated out of the tournament just to beat your ass 5-0 to get your belt. $4,000 weeks later. That's crazy. That's hilarious. And then, you know, everybody said, like, I like how Vodafone was saying how you created him. Sorry, a friend of mine is playing the game next to me while I'm podcasting, but, wow, you literally, yeah, you kind of created this. You created this monster. You created this monster. He ends your life. How many animes do we watch where somebody creates something and ends up killing them in the process? You created something that eventually ends up killing you. The birth of his stardom is, once again, the sacrifice of your career again. Like, bro, it was crazy. Here's the craziest part about it. You brought this matchup to URL. That's one of the crazier parts about this whole thing. You brought this matchup to URL. You brought it here. You brought it to the most respected MC battle arena. You brought it to the best.
That gym was like over half
the You game. Got smoked on the grandest stage of it all. And was like you went to RBE the last time.